Now open your question paper and look at part one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1.
Hi. Did you buy a new suit yesterday?
Well, I went to the shopping centre, but I had no idea how expensive suits are.
I told you it would cost you a lot to buy one.
I know. Anyway, I saw lots of nice shirts and stuff I liked.
But you've already got loads of shirts. You don't really need any more.
Actually, I ended up with a rather stylish new sweater. When I've saved enough to buy a suit, we'd better go shopping together.
2. Now listen again.
Hi. Did you buy a new suit yesterday?
Well, I went to the shopping centre, but I had no idea how expensive suits are.
I told you it would cost you a lot to buy one.
I know. Anyway, I saw lots of nice shirts and stuff I liked.
But you've already got loads of shirts. You don't really need any more.
Actually, I ended up with a rather stylish new sweater. When I've saved enough to buy a suit, we'd better go shopping together.
2.
Why are you taking so long to decide what to wear tomorrow night? The black dress with the long sleeves will be fine.
Long sleeves are a bit uncomfortable, but yes, it's a nice dress. Trouble is, I've lent my short-sleeved dress to Angela. That would be perfect. It's a long dress with a wide belt. Oh, anyway, let's see what I've got here. This one, also black, short-sleeved. But it's got white flowers on the sleeves.
Oh, why don't you phone Angela and get your dress back?
Yes, I think I will.
2. Now listen again.
Why are you taking so long to decide what to wear tomorrow night? The black dress with the long sleeves will be fine.
Long sleeves are a bit uncomfortable, but yes, it's a nice dress. Trouble is, I've lent my short-sleeved dress to Angela. That would be perfect. It's a long dress with a wide belt. Oh, anyway, let's see what I've got here. This one, also black, short-sleeved. But it's got white flowers on the sleeves.
Oh, why don't you phone Angela and get your dress back?
Yes, I think I will.
3.
Look, it's your present. Just choose a T-shirt and then you can have anything you like printed on it. They've got 3 types. A picture like this one with boats on, or there are some with words. And this type has shapes on it.
Well, I really don't like writing. It makes me feel like an advertisement, and those pictures are awful.
Right then, I know which one you'll choose.
2. Now listen again.
Look, it's your present. Just choose a T-shirt and then you can have anything you like printed on it. They've got 3 types. A picture like this one with boats on, or there are some with words. And this type has shapes on it.
Well, I really don't like writing. It makes me feel like an advertisement, and those pictures are awful.
Right then, I know which one you'll choose.
4.
Mum asked me to buy her a calendar. Shall I get this one with pictures of mountains or this one with boats on it?
She loves sailing, so get that one. I like that one with wild animals, but I don't suppose Mum would. And you can't get the one with mountains because she had that last year.
Yes, I know. I'll get the one you suggested then.
2. Now listen again.
Mum asked me to buy her a calendar. Shall I get this one with pictures of mountains or this one with boats on it?
She loves sailing, so get that one. I like that one with wild animals, but I don't suppose Mum would. And you can't get the one with mountains because she had that last year.
Yes, I know. I'll get the one you suggested then.
5.
Hello,
This is Sarah Wright. I arranged to collect a guitar I ordered. I was meant to come this afternoon, but there's a problem. I had to get a book from the library and I've just missed the bus, so I won't be able to get out to the shop before you close. I've got an appointment in the town centre to choose some new glasses tomorrow, so I could come in and pick it up then. I hope that's okay.
Now listen again.
Hello, this is Sarah Wright. I arranged to collect a guitar I ordered. I was meant to come this afternoon, but there's a problem. I had to get a book from the library and I've just missed the bus, so I won't be able to get out to the shop before you close. I've got an appointment in the town centre to choose some new glasses tomorrow, so I could come in and pick it up then. I hope that's okay.
6.
Sarah, could you do something for me?
Well, it depends what it is.
I want to clean the bedroom windows this afternoon, but I lent the ladder to John. Could you give me a lift to his house and then bring me back with the ladder?
Of course, no problem.
Now listen again.
Sarah, could you do something for me?
Well, it depends what it is.
I want to clean the bedroom windows this afternoon, but I lent the ladder to John. Could you give me a lift to his house and then bring me back with the ladder?
Of course, no problem.
Seven.
Mum, I'm just off to the shop. Oh, wait a minute. Where's my money?
Oh, I found your purse lying on the table earlier, so I put it back in your bag.
Well, it's not in there now. Maybe it's fallen on the floor somewhere. Can you help me look under the sofa? That's where I was sitting a minute ago.
Just a minute, let me check. Oh, yes, look, it is in here after all. I told you that's where I'd put it. You just didn't look properly.
Now listen again.
Mum, I'm just off to the shop. Oh, wait a minute. Where's my money?
Oh, I found your purse lying on the table earlier, so I put it back in your bag.
Well, it's not in there now. Maybe it's fallen on the floor somewhere. Can you help me look under the sofa? That's where I was sitting a minute ago.
Just a minute, let me check. Oh, yes, look, it is in here after all. I told you that's where I'd put it. You just didn't look properly.
8.
What time shall I come to your house?
6 o'clock, so that we don't have to hurry.
That gives us a whole hour until the film starts, and it only takes 10 minutes to walk to the cinema.
I know, but I thought we could go for a coffee first.
Now listen again.
What time shall I come to your house?
6 o'clock, so that we don't have to hurry.
That gives us a whole hour until the film starts, and it only takes 10 minutes to walk to the cinema.
I know, but I thought we could go for a coffee first.
9.
Hello, I wonder if you could help me. I'm in room 447. I just checked in this morning, and there seems to be something wrong with the room. The radiators won't come on, so it's very cold in here. No, the heating is out of order in the bathroom as well. Yes, I tried turning the control knob on the radiator, but it simply won't move. Yes, if you could send someone to have a look at it, please.
Now listen again.
Hello, I wonder if you could help me. I'm in room 447. I just checked in this morning, and there seems to be something wrong with the room. The radiators won't come on, so it's very cold in here. No, the heating is out of order in the bathroom as well. Yes, I tried turning the control knob on the radiator, but it simply won't move. Yes, if you could send someone to have a look at it, please.
10.
Oh, it was awful. First of all, there was some delay on the line from London, so we were late starting, and I was afraid I wouldn't get to Leeds in time.
Well, I did miss the connection, but luckily there was a train to Manchester, so I took that. And then there was a bus for the last part of the journey. I was really exhausted when I finally got there.
Now listen again.
Oh, it was awful. First of all, there was some delay on the line from London, so we were late starting, and I was afraid I wouldn't get to Leeds in time. Well, I did miss the connection, but luckily there was a train to Manchester, so I took that. And then there was a bus for the last part of the journey. I was really exhausted when I finally got there.
That is the end of part one.
Now turn to part two. You will hear an interview with a man called Tim Jones, who organises an international summer course for young musicians. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
My guest today is Tim Jones, who organises an international summer course for young musicians. Tim, tell us all about it.
Well, I'm lucky to have such a great job. Basically, young musicians come from all over the world and learn to play together as an orchestra. By the end of the 6-week course, they're really good, and hearing them play is what gives me most pleasure. Unfortunately, I don't get to know them all that well, as organising every single detail of the course keeps me busy.
So, how do you find the young musicians?
We advertise on the internet. Anyone between the ages of 16 and 20 can complete the application form and email it to us, along with a short recording of their playing. We're not looking for perfect performances or the stars of tomorrow, just people good enough to play in an orchestra. The course is in English, but only a basic level of spoken language is necessary.
And the teachers?
Oh, the teachers are well-known musicians. Because they want to help young people, they do this work for a very low salary, which is very kind of them. But it's my job to take care of them and make sure they're happy with their accommodation and so on. They generally have a great time, but some of them can be a bit difficult and sometimes complain about things.
So where is the course held?
In different places each year, actually. But it's usually a university during the summer holidays. They have large halls for practicing, plus plenty of bedrooms and dining rooms. Most importantly, though, the place has to have good rail, road and air connections. So somewhere in the middle of the countryside's no good.
Do the students bring their own instruments?
Mostly, yes. So another thing to consider is security. Storing instruments in a locked room when they're not being used is essential. Can you imagine 100 or more musical instruments lying around? Violins, trumpets, flutes, cellos, all worth a lot of money. It would be terrible if one got damaged, or even worse, stolen.
And at the end of the course, there's a concert tour.
That's right. I book concert halls and work out the programmes months in advance. It's important to get it right. Ticket prices aren't high because we're not a professional orchestra, but lots of people buy them. We don't make a profit, but take enough money to pay for the students' travel and living expenses. It's a fantastic experience for them.
Now listen again.
My guest today is Tim Jones, who organises an international summer course for young musicians. Tim, tell us all about it.
Well, I'm lucky to have such a great job. Basically, young musicians come from all over the world and learn to play together as an orchestra. By the end of the 6-week course, they're really good, and hearing them play is what gives me most pleasure. Unfortunately, I don't get to know them all that well, as organising every single detail of the course keeps me busy.
So, how do you find the young musicians?
We advertise on the internet. Anyone between the ages of 16 and 20 can complete the application form and email it to us, along with a short recording of their playing. We're not looking for perfect performances or the stars of tomorrow, just people good enough to play in an orchestra. The course is in English, but only a basic level of spoken language is necessary.
And the teachers?
Oh, the teachers are well-known musicians. Because they want to help young people, they do this work for a very low salary, which is very kind of them. But it's my job to take care of them and make sure they're happy with their accommodation and so on. They generally have a great time, but some of them can be a bit difficult and sometimes complain about things.
So where is the course held?
In different places each year, actually. But it's usually a university during the summer holidays. They have large halls for practicing, plus plenty of bedrooms and dining rooms. Most importantly, though, the place has to have good rail, road and air connections. So, somewhere in the middle of the countryside's no good.
Do the students bring their own instruments?
Mostly, yes. So another thing to consider is security. Storing instruments in a locked room when they're not being used is essential. Can you imagine 100 or more musical instruments lying around? Violins, trumpets, flutes, cellos, all worth a lot of money. It would be terrible if one got damaged, or even worse, stolen.
And at the end of the course, there's a concert tour.
That's right. I book concert halls and work out the programmes months in advance. It's important to get it right. Ticket prices aren't high, because we're not a professional orchestra, but lots of people buy them. We don't make a profit, but take enough money to pay for the students' travel and living expenses. It's a fantastic experience for them.
That is the end of part 2.